excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Keep turning our way, and our way
is on the road again. Welcome to this Colorado State edition of On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford. I'm reporting today on Wednesday morning as opposed to after the game on Saturday because I've been out of town and finally was able to review the television coverage last night. Something happens after a few days of watching a game or listening to a game where the outcome is really sunk in and your ability to get worked up about issues or things that happened goes down dramatically. And I think that's what's happened in this case, because so many of the things I was concerned about ended up not being something to be concerned about. Start off with the big points that people discussed. Number one, the officiating. Yeah, it wasn't good, but it wasn't as bad as I had conceived when listening to others complain, including Starkey on the radio. The one thing that stuck out dramatically to me that wasn't nearly as bad was the pseudo touchdown by Colorado State. It wasn't really obvious in the video, but I watched it four or five times trying to find the quarterback. But he kind of snuck around the side and ended up backing in towards the end zone and was probably at least within a foot or two of the end zone. I don't know that he actually made it in, but I could now see why all of a sudden the ref had any excuse for saying he was in the end zone. It was a lot closer than it looked. But the thing that threw people off was it was much later than people expected. You could make a good argument that his forward progress was stopped, but that's a judgment call referees make. And in fact, a number of the replays I saw of it actually stopped the replay before he pulled this little slide off to the side and back into it maneuver. He may not have got in. Actually, I think he probably still didn't get in. But it was much closer than the 2 yards that a lot of people were talking about. But it was on the far side of the television coverage and on the side that the referee made the call. So, what are you going to do? The other ones, I mean, yeah, they weren't great calls, but they also weren't horrendous or out of whack, and I'm not so sure I saw a huge bias, maybe just a slightly incompetent referee force. Longshore definitely didn't have his touch. That's the thing I walked away with on the offense. And it occurs to me that Colorado State is a perfect trap team in their own right, irrelevant of what the opposition is doing. You've got a team that plays at altitude, which both affects the cardiovascular conditioning of the opponent and their ability to have touch on the ball and all of those type of things. And generally, the CSU defense was playing very aggressive and was willing to let players get behind their defense. And the problem was that Longshore couldn't hit him. I mean, there must have been at least three that come to mind, if not four or five, guaranteed touchdowns that because Longshore didn't have the touch, he couldn't get in. So, to some degree, they make a very good trap game environment. And they know how to play a defense that is going to make other teams, if they don't step up, miss. And they were definitely standing close, hitting hard against the run. The defense definitely came out uninspired. There's no questioning that. They didn't play a great first half, but they stepped it up in the second half. And, oh well, that's the way life is. To some degree, you can't argue with that on a game like this. I think it's important to specifically point out Jordan Kay. I mean, here's a guy who, you know, hasn't played, has been sitting behind Snyder for a long time, comes in and is perfect, including a 47-yarder. This guy's impressive. I'm looking forward to when he has the job all to himself in a year once Snyder graduates. But overall, my feeling is this was a difficult game for Cal to get up for. It was in a difficult place to play. And the score of 34-14 is not something to be too upset about. Yes, there are things they're going to have to improve, but they're not things that I say, oh, they're not going to be able to improve that, or they're a bad sign for the future. Other than the defense coming a little uninspired to play, I thought overall they did okay. Add in the high altitude, add in the defensive style being played against them, add in Tedford's very conservative play calling, and you have a situation where it's a trap game waiting to happen. And let's be honest, it didn't end up being a trap game. The Bears had a comfortable lead by the time the game was ever, you know, a place where people cared. And they were far enough ahead that even with comeback heroics, they still won by nearly a touchdown. So, in the big picture, I'm not too concerned. It'll be interesting to see this week against Louisiana Tech, who I think is a stronger team, to see how the Bears play. But there's good reason to be hopeful, and let's go Bears. That wraps up this week's edition of On the Road Home. This is Ken Crawford. We'll see you after the Louisiana Tech game. On the road again.